Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on key highlights of Prime Minister's visit to France and AI Action Summit. The participants are Shubhajit Roy, senior journalist, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded his three-day France visit today. To discuss the significance and outcomes of Mr. Modi's France visit, I'm now joined by senior journalist, Mr. Shubhajit Roy. Mr. Roy, welcome to Akashvani's Spotlight program.
Thank you.
Mr. Roy, what have been the highlights of Prime Minister Modi's France visit?
Well, you know, this particular visit comes after two back-to-back visits that the two leaders had in 2023 and 2024. You'll remember in 2023, Prime Minister Modi, he visited France for the Bastille Day celebrations in July of that year. And that was followed by French President Emmanuel Macron's visit to India for the Republic Day celebrations in January 2024 as the chief guest. And this particular visit is to be seen in the context of the Artificial Intelligence Action Summit that French President Emmanuel Macron was hosting in Paris. And he had invited Prime Minister Modi to co-chair the summit. And that was the significance of this particular visit. And along with that, there's a bilateral sort of component also in the visit where the two leaders held discussions and have agreed on a set of outcomes.
And now let's hear a report on the Prime Minister's visit from Akashvani correspondent Raja Durai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to France has significantly strengthened the strategic partnerships between both nations. During his trip, he engaged in important discussions with French President Emmanuel Macron across several key areas, including defense, technology, trade, and global cooperation. The leaders co-chaired the Artificial Intelligence Action Summit, focusing on ensuring the responsible development of AI. Prime Minister Modi also congratulated France for hosting the event and expressed India's plans to host the next edition. In Marseille, the Prime Minister Modi and President Macron paid tribute to Indian soldiers at Massac War Cemetery, honoring those who fought in World Wars I and II. Prime Minister Modi described the soldiers' sacrifice as a symbol of valor and duty. A key highlight of the visit was the inauguration of Consulate General in Marseille, which will serve four regions in southern France. The opening of the consulate will further strengthen economic, cultural, and people-to-people ties between the two countries. In another major engagement, the two leaders visited the International Thermonuclear Experimental Reactor in Cadarache. This marked the first visit by any head of state or government to the world's largest fusion energy project. India plays a crucial role in this project, with several Indian scientists and companies involved in this initiative. Prime Minister Modi and President Macron also visited Marseille port. The visit highlighted the growing importance of maritime and trade cooperation between India and France, which are essential for boosting global supply chains and economic growth. Throughout the visit, both leaders discussed strengthening cooperation in various sectors, including defense, civil nuclear energy, and space exploration. They also welcomed the increasing economic and trade exchanges between the two countries, with bilateral trade reaching record levels in 2024. The leaders' discussions also covered global challenges such as the situation in the Middle East, the Ukraine conflict, and the need for UN Security Council reforms, with France reaffirming its support for India's bid for a permanent seat. As part of their focus on education and mobility, India and France agreed to enhance opportunities for Indian students, aiming to have 30,000 Indian students in France by 2030. Prime Minister Modi concluded his visit by inviting President Macron to visit India, further cementing the strong and enduring India-France partnership. The visit was a clear indication of the growing ties between the two nations, with mutual cooperation expanding across defense, technology, trade, and global issues.
Briefing media about the bilateral talks between Prime Minister Modi and President Macron today, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that one of the issues that the two leaders spoke about was about the geopolitical developments.
The leaders exchanged views on recent geopolitical developments in Europe, in West Asia, in the Indo-Pacific, and discussed a number of these issues of global and regional importance.
Mr. Misri informed that AI was a major area of discussions between the two sides.
AI was also a major area of bilateral discussion between the two sides. Next year, 2026, has been agreed between the two sides as the India-France Year of Innovation, and this will focus a great deal on technology, on innovation, on startups and academic collaboration between the two countries.
Mr. Roy, AI Action Summit, in which Prime Minister Modi was the co-chair. In his address, Prime Minister Modi called for global collaboration to pool resources and talent, develop open source generative AI systems, and build data sets free from biases. At a time when China's low-cost open source model has become a disruptor in the AI industry and has taken on tech giants of the West, how do you view the Prime Minister's comment?
You're absolutely right that there's currently a race on between the West, which is led by the United States, and China, in who is going to dominate the space of artificial intelligence. We have seen in recent weeks, the Chinese startup has come up with its own chatbot, which is powered by AI. And that has sort of challenged the dominance so far US companies were enjoying. And now the Indian and the French have come to collaborate and discuss on an artificial intelligence framework and regulation, which they feel, and the Indian side definitely feels, should be not just for open for all, but also should be for the greater good of the public. And when they say the greater good, they also mean that it should be beneficial for the global south, which is the developing and the developed countries, which are about 120 countries in the world out of 193 countries who are part of the UN General Assembly. So from that perspective, India is advocating for a much more inclusive, a much more diverse and democratic rules-based order in the artificial intelligence space, which is fast disrupting the world and is going to be one of the most disruptive and transformational technologies of the 21st century.
After co-hosting the AI Action Summit in France, India is now all set to host the next summit later this year. As Prime Minister Modi pointed out at the summit, India has one of the biggest AI talent pools. So do you see this summit as an opportunity for India to showcase its soft power in an area that is fast becoming a game changer?
Well, not just soft power, but also hard power, because AI can be used not only for helping us in conducting our day-to-day activities much more easily, but also can be used in times of conflict. And it has destructive use as well. So the Indian approach has been, how can it be used in a much more safe, much more open, secure, trustworthy, responsible and ethical way, so that the users of AI follow the rules irrespective of borders, irrespective of countries, irrespective of, you know, ethnicity or community. So that is the biggest sort of challenge right now, which is being faced by the world as it confronts this really transformational technology whose impact is yet to be seen and yet to unravel.
In his address to the 14th India-France CEO Forum, Mr. Modi highlighted India's reforms and invited French businesses to invest in India. He specifically spoke about the civil nuclear energy sector, which is now open for private participation. So how significant is this particular issue that he highlighted? And what are the areas, existing and potential areas, where India and France can expand their cooperation?
Well, you know, the two countries have always believed that nuclear energy is an essential part of the energy mix for strengthening energy security and sort of transitioning from a low carbon economy. Now, you know, the two countries have had civil nuclear cooperation going back decades. And, you know, they also signed an agreement in 2008 on peaceful use of nuclear energy. And they're also working on setting up a nuclear power plant in Jaitapur in Maharashtra. Now the conversation has moved on the issue of small modular reactors and advanced modular reactors, SMRs and AMRs as they are called. And they now have signed a letter of intent on how to cooperate on these small modular reactors and advanced modular reactors. So in that sense, it's a step forward towards strengthening the energy security for India in the years and decades to come.
President Macron and Prime Minister Modi, when they flew to Marseille for their bilateral talks, it happened on the presidential aircraft. And in the Marseille leg of his visit, Prime Minister Modi, of course, opened a consulate there. He also paid homage to Indian soldiers who fought during the World Wars at a cemetery. How do such gestures reflect the depth of the historical ties between the two countries?
It shows three things. First is the sense of respect for each other, the level of trust and comfort, and it shows sense of strategic autonomy for each other. And these elements are very important in a strategic partnership that India and France enjoy and have developed and strengthened over the last several decades. And the Indian government is opening a new consulate. It's first outside Paris in France's mainland. They already have one in the Réunion island, but the first one in Marseille, which is also strategic because it is the landing station for of the submarine cables across the world. And submarine cables, as you know, they transfer data, and the internet and the telephone lines that we use today are dependent on these submarine cables that transfer data traffic across the world. So Marseille is very strategic from that perspective. The other is that it's also close to one of the biggest naval bases of France in Toulon. And because India and France have a very deep defense cooperation, from that perspective also, the consulate in Marseille also becomes very important.
Now, during their talks, Prime Minister Modi and President Macron discussed the long-standing defense cooperation between the two countries. France has always been a key defense partner for India, supplying fighter jets, submarines and missile technology. Now, Prime Minister Modi has invited the French army to take a closer look at the Pinaka MBRL, emphasizing that an acquisition of this India-made system by France would be another milestone in Indo-French defense ties. At a time when India is becoming a defense exporter, how do you view this particular development?
Well, obviously, it can become another milestone in India-France defense ties. And if you recall that the India-France defense partnership has been pretty strong, we saw that with the purchase of the Rafale jets. We also are seeing that about the construction of Scorpene submarines in India, which includes indigenization. And this is a new element that, if implemented, it can become another sort of aspect of the Indo-French defense ties. And France has always been a reliable supplier of defense equipment for India. And that has been growing in the past few decades. And one of the things that France offers that many of its competitors, many of India's strategic partners are unable to, is the fact that the level of technology transfer that they promise and they do is unprecedented. And not just transferring the technology, but also training the armed forces, the defense forces, to develop and use these technologies for the best possible use and the most optimum use is also being done by the French forces. So from all these aspects, this is a very, very growing, burgeoning, stronger defense ties that India and France are developing together.
Mr. Roy, thank you so much for speaking with Akashvani.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on key highlights of Prime Minister's visit to France and AI Action Summit. The participants were Shubhajit Roy, senior journalist, and Anubha Rohatogi, anchor. This program is produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.